Welcome to Steadfast Hope. I'm Steve Lawson, joined by Kent Steinbeck, and we're in Dallas, Texas, and we're at Herb's House Coffee Shop. I think you know that. And great things happen here at Herb's House. And I think the best is these Bible studies that we do, Kent. It's God's Word going forth. And we are in John 14 and verse 6, Kent. I mean, this is one of the all-time greatest verses in the entire Bible. I mean, I don't know that we can do any better than John 14, verse 6. I really need to read this. And those of you watching are going to be able to finish the verse before I even finish it. You know it by heart. Jesus said to them, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." Ken, as Jesus makes these statements, he has gathered his disciples into the upper room. And the next day, he will be crucified. He is now ready to depart and return to the Father. And they are very troubled by this, because he's been with them the whole time, and he has provided everything they need, and now he's about to leave. And he tells them, "Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me." And he says, "I'm leaving." And Thomas says, "Well, we don't know the way, where you're going. How are we going to follow you?" And so he says this, and this is a truth that we just need to have so deeply embedded in our heart. It is, again, first of all, a statement of deity when he says, "I am," the great I am statement from Exodus 3. But he says, "I am the way," not just a way, the one and only way to the Father. That Proverbs says there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is the end of death. Every other perceived way other than Christ leads to eternal destruction. Christ is the only way to heaven and to the Father. And then he says, "And the truth." Wow, that is an exclusive truth claim, that Christ alone is the truth. And what is recorded in his written word, I mean, this is the plumb line. This is the gold standard. This is the only truth. And anything outside of the written word of God is in opposition to the truth or falls short of the truth. And the only way to know how to get onto the way is to believe the truth. And when we do, Christ says, "I am the life." I mean, he gives to us eternal life and abundant life as we step onto the way and follow the truth of his word. I absolutely love this statement. And lest there be any misunderstanding on any of our parts, he then concludes verse 6 with this negative denial. Mm-hmm. He says, "No one comes to the Father but through me." You can only come to the Father by being on the way, which is Christ, by believing the truth, which is in Christ, and by receiving the life which is in Christ. I mean, he could not have packed any more truth and theology into this one little verse than what he says right here. And so, Ken, I'm anxious for us to talk about this. I guess just one more thought. We are born into this world not on the way. We've got to step onto the way, and that's what the new birth is all about, if we are to come to the Father. So we come into this world separated from the Father by our sin. And the only way for us to come to the Father and find acceptance with him and to be received by him is to now step out of the darkness and into the light and step onto the way that leads to the Father. It's the narrow path that leads to life. So, Kent, help us think this through. Talk about
this.
Well,
it's an amazing thing that Jesus could say this much in one sentence. Like, there's no wasted words here.
Yeah.
It really, and what I was thinking is, can you, for our viewing audience, really capsule. This is really the entirety of human existence. This is when you lay on your bed at night and you say, why am I here? Where am I going? What is all this for?
It lies on the other side of the grave.
It's this, isn't it? And so Satan, on the other hand, is speaking the opposite of this, right?
Yeah.
So I think maybe what is Satan feeding into the world that makes people think differently on each one of these things
absolutely
that takes them to hell?
That's really good. Well, Satan is saying there are many ways to God.
Yeah, and then why not?
Yeah.
You don't want to be narrow.
Yeah, exactly. And this is one way, and other religions are a way. Mm-hmm. And you could just try to be a morally good person, and you become your own way. And you can just kind of pull yourself up by your bootstraps and to come to the Father. That's the devil's lie. There is no other way to the Father but through Jesus Christ. And then the devil says, Jesus says, well, I'm the truth. Well, the devil perverts that and says, now, you have your truth. I have my truth. And if your truth works for you, that is just so good for you. Mm-hmm. And if my truth works for me, you should be happy that I have my little set of beliefs and you have your set of beliefs. And everyone can have their own worldview and everyone can have their own code of ethics and everyone can have their own way of thinking about who God is. In fact, for this to say, no one comes to the Father through me, you see, the Father, the devil says, he's really the mother. He's not just the Father. I mean, there's God. God is a woman to me. And of course, that's the devil's lie, and it's the lie of feminism today. And so you can hear the sneer of the snake in that. And then the life. Why do I need the life? I already have life.
Yeah, exactly.
I went to college or graduated. I've got a good job. My life is just really doing fine. I got married. I got kids. You know,
nice car.
Yeah. Why do I need this life when my life is really percolating along and everything is fine? And this person doesn't even know they're dead. Doesn't even know they're spiritually dead and cut off from real life, the life of God and the soul of a man. So, Kent, those are some of the devil's lies.
So he's blind. The devil wants to blind us. Now, when you talk about the truth, just like when he came to Eve, he doesn't say this is all bad. He twists it, right?
Yeah.
And he adds to it. And I mean, isn't that in all our pulpits? When the people that knock on the doors can, maybe you can talk about that too, how he deceives us from the truth. He wants people, it's not like he says, don't believe any of it. Anyway, add to that.
Yeah, no, Ken, I know exactly what you're driving at. And the devil loves to take a few words out of the Bible, a few vocabulary words, such that it sounds spiritual, but put his own definition to those words. And that's what every cult does. I mean, they will have the vocabulary of salvation and Jesus Christ and heaven and life and all of that, but they assign different meanings to these words that really are heretical. But it sounds enough like the truth that they bite the apple. They bite into it. And use the old illustration, a clock that doesn't even run is right twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
And so these cults and heretical groups, I mean, they may be right on a couple of points, but they're like the clock that doesn't even run. I mean, they are so, I mean, they're just good salesmen.
Yeah.
And they can sell a bad product that really damns the souls of men. That's why we need this truth.
Yeah. So, in closing, I know our clock's running. Let's say people are listening and say, you know, I'm drifting.
Mm-hmm.
I need my anchor. The world's pulling me. I'm believing some things. They're not adding up.
Mm-hmm.
How do we get back anchored to this truth? Where do they go?
They come back to the Bible and the written word of God, which takes us to the living word, the Lord Jesus Christ. And out of the entire Bible, I would encourage such a person to go to the Gospel of John and to step into the Gospel of John and begin to read about Jesus Christ and who he is and what he's come to provide. And he alone is the real anchor for our soul to, as we are in the, this ocean of this world and being tossed around and back and forth, and it creates fear and panic within us. We've got to be tied securely to Christ and know that we are tied securely to him, that we cannot go down into the abyss, that he will pull us through this storm in this world and take us to glory, to his Father's house, and that all comes out loud and clear. And if you want a part to read out of the Gospel of John, you know, we've been reading in John 14, then just go straight to John 14 and read this whole chapter and be encouraged that Christ has a hold of you and he will not let go.
Amen.
So thank you for joining us for Steadfast Hope. This is a great joy for Ken and me to be able to bring these truths to you. And I pray that you'll latch on to these and live this out in your Christian life. God bless you. We'll see you next time with Steadfast Hope.